Right, let's come back to what we were talking about just before the news there, the escape of these chimpanzees from the enclosure in Belfast Zoo. Daniel Barclay is from Northern Ireland, says no to animal cruelty. Morning to you, Daniel.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, and the commentator, Tim Hedgley. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Stephen.
You know, Tim, everyone's looking at this as if it's fascinating, and you're watching the, I guess, the intelligence of these incredible animals as one essentially creates a ladder and knows how to take it over to the wall, climb up, and everybody's smiling, or a lot of people are smiling, because nothing went wrong. The point is, something could have dreadfully gone wrong here.
Yeah, so it's certainly possible that one of the chimpanzees could have attacked somebody, but I think when you look at the circumstances surrounding what happened, you know, the branch coming down. In fact, it was quite a sizable piece of wood from the video caused by a storm. It was an unusual set of circumstances. And chimpanzees are exceptionally intelligent animals. But there's a bigger picture, Stephen. And I know people talk about, you know, zoos being not a great place, but Belfast Zoo is dreadfully important for the people in Northern Ireland, and also for the animals contained therein. You know, these animals come from troubled backgrounds. They're not animals that have just been plucked out of the wild and dumped into a zoo. If you look at, for example, Gugas, the gorilla that they have there, the big silverback, Gugas was dumped in a box as a child, as a very young infant gorilla, left in a box and dumped outside a zoo in Lisbon in Portugal. He was, you know, showing traits. You remember the dreadful pictures of the children in Romanian orphanages rocking forward and back. That's the way Gugas was. He's now been treated. He's been cared for by the dedicated team at the zoo. He's been rehabilitated and successfully introduced into a group in the zoo, and is now the main silverback and proud father of three offspring. So this, you know, People see the zoo as a place.
But he's trapped in confinement, Tim, isn't he?
He is, but he'd probably be dead otherwise.
Daniel?
Dead otherwise. So ultimately it comes down to a choice between a life of miserable captivity for a very long time or a free life. It's not true to say the animals are all plucked from troubled backgrounds. That's not true. There are some. There's the elephants from the circus. There's the gorilla we just spoke about. But there's thousands of animals in the zoo. And the last time I checked the numbers, now this was back in 2017, there's only 17% of those animals were endangered, which means that 83% of those animals aren't endangered, and they're only there for exhibition purposes. You had a statement from the zoo to say this was an unusual circumstance. Now, the chimp that escaped there, you're saying it showed intelligence and knowing what to do, but there's also a desire to escape there. Let's not overlook that. The red panda a few weeks ago. Last year, a spider monkey escaped and got hit by a car on the M2 and had to be put to sleep. In 2015, two lion-tailed macaques. And in 2013, six lion-tailed macaques all escaped from Belfast Zoo. That's not an unusual occurrence. This is quite a common occurrence. It's almost once a year. We also had three giraffes die last year. Now, two were under anaesthetic, and that is a high risk. That's fine. But one strangled while feeding. And, of course, back in 2017, I think, I was on your show having released that letter to yourselves from the scathing assessment from the EAZA. The zoo's just not fit for purpose. You said you were going to revisit that. I would implore you to do that to see if they've brought it up to standard, but it clearly isn't. The public are at risk because chimpanzees are one of the most dangerous animals in the zoo. It needs addressed.
Tim?
Well, your contributor to there makes some points. There's no doubt that zoos do their utmost, and in particular Belfast Zoo does its utmost to keep animals from attacking members of the public. I don't know that there has any. I don't know of any case where a member of the public has been attacked by an animal.
Can I just make this point, Tim? Sorry, before you go on. So we're all fascinated by this video, okay? And I do wonder if that is a distraction. Why is the zoo open again? There has been a major incident in Belfast Zoo, in which a child came to close proximity to an animal that could have killed that child within seconds. Mm-hmm. Has there been a major health... Is there a major health and safety investigation? I'll need to look at the council statement here again to remind myself what they've said. Should that zoo not be closed until they understand what happened? Am I out of order here? Am I exaggerating? Is this as simple as an isolated incident that will never happen again? But while we're all fascinated and we see all these lovely pictures and some people smile when they see the picture of the animal jumping over the wall, that animal, that chimpanzee which jumped over the wall, could have grabbed a child and killed a child within seconds. So yeah, that's what we saw at the weekend.
Yes, you did. But I think you saw a set of unusual circumstances insofar as the storm that took down this large branch. And the thing about health and safety...
Well, that could happen again.
But the fact that 11 animals have escaped from the zoo since 2013 means that it's not an unusual circumstance. You're deliberately fixating on the branch that fell, but animals escape from the zoo regularly.
But we are actually talking about the circumstances at the weekend. You know, if a cat runs out the front door of a...
Come on.
We're talking about the overall issue of Belfast.
We're not talking about a cat here. We're talking about a chimpanzee which has the power to kill.
Yes, I understand that.
Let me read the council statement here. In fact, I think it'll be fair for me to read the full council statement. A chimpanzee used a broken branch from a tree to briefly leave its enclosure at Belfast Zoo on Saturday afternoon. The animal was quickly returned to the rest of the group by zoo keepers, who then moved the full group to their inner enclosure while the branch was removed. Zoo keepers carry out a range of checks as part of their daily duties, including ensuring enclosures are free from objects which could pose a security risk to animals or visitors. In this case, management are assessing whether the tree branch used in the escape fell after morning checks had been completed, having been weakened during high winds on Friday night and into Saturday. This is a highly unusual event, despite the natural curious nature of chimpanzees, and we would like to reassure the public that Belfast Zoo is fully committed to providing a safe and enjoyable experience for all our visitors. Additional security checks are also being carried out at other enclosures following this incident to ensure the health and safety of both animals and visitors, which remains a key priority for our dedicated team. What they don't say within that statement is that other chimpanzees climbed up that makeshift ladder, that branch, and sat on top of the wall. So there could have been 3, 4, 5 of these animals running around the zoo. Now, imagine if that zoo had been packed.
I understand that, Steve.
And it's open again today.
Yes, but the fact of the matter is, this was caused by a set of unusual circumstances with the large chunk of that tree or the large piece of that tree coming down and forming a bridge against the wall.
What about the panda a couple of weeks ago?
Well, we're not talking about the pandas.
We're talking about the overall health and safety of the zoo. I think we are. I think trivialising it and diminishing it to this one particular issue where you have a handy go-to...
No, the panda wasn't as dangerous. The red panda was a little red panda.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't the big black hairy thing.
It's not just... You know, I don't say it's just about the danger. It's the animals as well. The danger to the public is one thing. It's a very important thing. But there is inherent flaws at this zoo. There has been for a very long time, and they regularly occur. I think it would be irresponsible to focus on the storm causing this chimpanzee when it's a recurring event.
The Belfast City Council would reject that there are inherent flaws. I guess there's a risk when you're keeping animals in captivity that they will get out.
Well, there's an obvious answer to that, isn't there?
I'm just more interested in, you know, I'm interested. I wish someone from the City Council or indeed the zoo was fronting up to the people this morning, to the public this morning, so that
it's hard to defend the indefensible, though, isn't it?
But the key question that I want to ask is, you know, when Belfast City Council is saying that they're fully committed to providing a safe and enjoyable experience and additional security checks are being carried out, present tense, are being carried out, why is the zoo open until they're fully carried out? Why is that zoo open again until they make it safer?
Because, Stephen, the statement that you read out said that the chimpanzees have been removed to another area. So what obviously they're doing is they've moved the chimpanzees to an area where they are not in proximity to the trees. And I'm certain that the zoo will look at the case of having trees in the enclosure. The reason they had live trees in the enclosure was to make it a perfectly acceptable environment for the chimpanzees. It's a perfectly acceptable environment for chimpanzees.
Acceptable to who, Tim? It's acceptable to us, yes, because it looks like maybe what they might live in. It's not acceptable to the chimpanzee, and he made that clear when he hoofed the wall.
Yeah. If you'd let me finish, I haven't spoken over you once, and I would
apologize
if you give me the time. Thank you. You know, look at, for example, the Visian warty pigs. There are 150 left in the world. Is it better that our children never see such a thing? The elephants, the tamarins, you know, the zoo is involved in extensive conservation projects. Is the other gentleman suggesting that we just let all these animals disappear and never to be seen again?
First of all, that's not what I said. And to answer your question, children have no inherent right to see any animal, any wild animal. So try and use that as a justification to keep an animal miserable, incarcerated, denied of a natural existence. It's just nonsense. Second
but
of all,
you can't say they're miserable.
Sorry?
Where do you get the information that says that they're miserable?
Well, there's plenty of studies in the zoo life, and there's a condition called zoocosis that affects plenty of animals. And it's a very well-known issue, and we can discuss that at another point if you want. I'm happy to do that. But the animals don't live in this climate. It's not a natural environment. Sticking a few trees up will not convince those chimpanzees at an instinctive level that that's where they belong. They don't belong there. And keeping them alive just for our purposes is nonsense.
Belfast Zoo preserves species, it doesn't conserve species. Conservation requires
breed to release.
Here's Jack in Rath Ryland. Morning, Jack.
Hello, Stephen. I was just wondering, what about the wild dogs? People letting them off the lead in parks and children being attacked and frightened out of their lives with dogs running up and jumping on them and defecating all over the place. You haven't mentioned that at all. Wild dogs, what they really are, dogs have a wild inherent nature. So mention that as well. Should they be locked up or should people keep them on leads and not let them run wild in the parks and so on?
Thank you, Jack. Mark and Utenabe. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. How do you? Stephen, I agree with that guy. You know, the animals are kept there for a reason, so they are obviously preserved their lives and so forth, you know, with the extra species. But I think, see that whole lot of road there, Steve, where the old zoo used to be? Why don't they put a lot of money into that and do that whole place up? You know, there's the old steps there that go up into the zoo. People can walk up and down there, enjoy the environment.
I would like more information that if there are, I keep on saying children or adults, attending Belfast Zoo this week, I would like more information as to what additional security checks have been carried out. What have they done? How can they assure the public that they're safe?
Stephen, why are you going about being such? I mean, you said there, if the monkey came out, you would watch yourself.
I would.
Well, what's a monkey going to do to you, Stephen?
What's a chimpanzee going to do to me?
Stephen, let me make my point here.
Are you serious?
Stephen, listen, there was a guy on a moment ago we were talking about wild dogs. I know a few people, if they see a dog coming towards them, they freeze. Like, people do walk their dogs.
Do you realise how powerful a chimpanzee is?
Chimpanzee is a very dangerous animal, that's a knife.
How powerful is a dog, Stephen? A dog can attack a woman or a child or any sort of man. I've seen them walking, and I see people freezing because they're not in leads. And people are walking their dogs in parks, letting them run mad without leads on them, and not even keeping the dogs back. And people are scared to even go for a walk now, so they are. And you're all about chimpanzees, and chimpanzees are very powerful animals. I live beside the zoo, Stephen, and I hear them every morning, chirping and cheering. I hear the lions roaring, so they, you know, but they invest a lot of money in that zoo. A lot more money must have been put in there now. And that whole body in that zoo is terrible looking. I know it's not being used, but people can walk up there, they can go for runs up there, enjoy the environment even more.
All right, listen, that, you know. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Daniel. Morning to you.